season.
Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to For Your Ears Only. The podcast I made because I felt like, and this is the first episode. Yo, so welcome back to this thing that I do, and today's episode is like a special, it's a bonus episode. It is our anniversary. Yes, it has been 1 year since I started this thing, and it's crazy because I never realized it at first. Like this episode's not like going to be anything really. I'm just talking about random shit that happened. But like, it's still going to be everything that has come to this moment, kind of impacted me right now, you know, like about the podcast. So yeah, no guests, just me. So yeah, that's what's up now. So I feel like I should let you guys know what has been happening in my life so far, ever since the year recap episode. So 2023 really started, like it's really started, and I've been on it. So after that episode, I was like, I'm not going to record till like March because I was done. I was like, yeah, I've tried. So I was going to like focus on school and shit, and I realized that February was an anniversary. Like, now I wanted to record. Like, it has been building to this moment where I was like, yeah, I just want to record this thing. I really want to do it. Now I'm doing it. After that, the episode, you know, New Year, I went back to school, and I've been taking L's. I'll tell you guys about the L's. You know, the school on its own has everything, a lot. They have been just putting it on us and everything, so it's crazy. Then there's Nigeria, because there's no money, there's no, like, the circulation of the naira notes, right? It sucks ass, Jesus Christ. And I'm using Zenny Bank. If you can imagine, I've been going through a lot of shit. God, it's not even funny, it's just bad. I've been frustrated. I've been angry. Like, it has been very, very, very fucking annoying, you know, it's just really crazy, because nobody deserves this, like, nobody really deserves this. So anyways, I'm not being political or anything, but I'm just being, if you have, like, PVC, if you have voters card, please go and vote, like, please, please go and vote. Anyways, I've dealt with that, I've dealt with school, I've dealt with stress, I've dealt with trying to balance a lot of things, I've dealt with loss, I lost a relative, I've dealt with that, you know, some things happen and you can't even believe that they've happened. It's just like, are you sure this thing happened? Where's the camera now? Where's all these things? It's just, that has been one thing, yeah. They're still, you know, in all the L's, they are my dubs. I think in the span of the whole, since our last episode, we've crossed milestones. Like, we've been getting mad plays. So thank you guys for that. And what? It's easy to mention your L's, but your dubs. I've been seeing somebody too. So yeah, I've been happy. That's been making me happy. Something of a finished man myself. And you know, just friends and family and normal shit. It's just those little moments that you just have to enjoy, you know. Music has been crazy. Music has been good so far. It's just Liriati's album, I've been on this, has been, the album is just too sweet, good. And yeah, I've had a cold for like 1 week now. I don't even understand how the thing is working. The catarrh does not just want to go. I don't understand. And what? Dubs. I've been chopping life. I said this 300 level, I'm going to try and just enjoy myself. So I'm trying my best and my capability, because my own is that, my own, when I'm handling money, I always think about the future, because you don't even know. So as much as I say I'm chopping life, just know that low-key, low-key, I'm managing my life too. Yeah, my dubs. I don't know, I've just been trying to improve myself as a human being, like always. I don't really have New Year's resolutions because, come on, I'm not the fuck up too much sometimes, so I just try my best to just see myself through on a goal. It's good to set goals. Not like you should not have a resolution. If you can have it, and if you can just, I think the whole point is just to know what you're about for the year, then try. It's not like if you did not do a particular thing, you should kill yourself for it, or you should beat yourself up for it. You just need to try. Anyways, yeah. Those are my dubs. Yeah, and I've gotten really good at my skating too. Yeah, that's a dub. So yeah, good things. I think I've mentioned how hard it is to record in school because I close my door, close my window, off my fan, just to make sure that there's good sound. And niggas will still be running around and making noise. I cannot do anything about it. Anyways, my podcast, 1 year. So my podcast, 1 year. Age-old story, you guys have heard this one before, is how hard it was to record the first episode. I stayed in my room with Dipo, did everything. Dipo was the one that got me the app Anchor, and then I was like, oh wow, okay, I got it. I already knew what I wanted to do, and my first guest was going to be him because he just felt like that kind of guy, and was going to be him because he was just that kind of guy, and then it was just then it just had this steady pace, and I was really excited though that first time. It was all yeah, I've started it, I've put out one episode. I don't expect this thing to go off like that. I'm going to share it to my contact list, mostly my friends. I used to be so selective of the people I used to share my stuff with. I sent it to one girl, they're like, ah, you become a motivational speaker. Like, it's not motivational speaking, but sure, whatever. And I'm very selective. I was very, very, very selective. It was crazy because I knew a lot of people wouldn't get it. Even till now, a lot of people don't get it. So, yeah. So, and then after a while, I made the second episode, Love One Tintin. Everybody loves that episode. Everybody, you guys don't even know how much everybody loves that episode. And I'm just, it's crazy because I don't know, that episode was wild. That episode was so fucking wild. I didn't even know how it was going to turn out. But it was great. It was great. I mean, all my guests, I love all of my guests. They are selected, my friends, my mad friends. And it's like, I know these guys, I know what they can do. Let's get this shit together, And they end up just collaborating and just flowing very well. And I just love the feeling of it. Yeah. So, how has the thing impacted me since the first episode? I guess, and I always cap and be like, I did this thing to get bitches low-key, because I don't want it to be like there's any deep thing. I swear to God, I was just bored in my second year, and I was just like, hey, why not? I saw a friend do it, so I was like, well, how did you do it? And they were like, oh, I did this. I'm like, oh, okay, I can do it too. So yeah, and so far, a lot of people have come up to me. I'm like, hey, I've the thing has really helped me as a person because of. Now highlighted a lot of things that I would want to talk about. It's not just always fun. There are some serious shit that should be mentioned. Also, it has brought me closer to people too. Like, no cap, because when you go to your friend's house, it's a record and you guys just talk, it's just longer. If I swear, if not for cutting, some episodes are mad longer. You guys they would know because the gist is crazy. And like overall it has just been, I have something to do, I have something to take care of. It's like my child. I just have something to take care of, something that is in my hand. I don't even joke with it. I take it very seriously. I take it very seriously, and it's like handling it with care and shit. Other people, how my podcast and impacted other people around me. Other people, they've started listening to podcasts. It's like, oh, this is the first podcast I've ever listened to. Oh, thanks. Do you have any other ones? Oh, recommend all this type of shit. And it's like, You know, it's a big step for all of us because, you know, yeah, it's a very big step. And other people have like some episodes I do, and it's like, yeah, I can totally relate to this. I know how this feels, you know, all these things. And people share stories, when people comment, that's the best part. You guys should not stop commenting, don't stop interacting, because that's the best part. Like, when you know that these people are really into this thing, you know, yeah. So, yeah, that's just the overall influence of this thing, how it has had on me. I wouldn't say I've become the, I don't think there's any form of popularity in it, but I have people. Yeah. In the past week, some weeks, I've had people come up to me. I'm like, hey, bro, you have a podcast? I'm like, yeah. Okay. I listen. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, if you want to put me on, I'm like, yeah, don't worry. I see a lot of features I need to do. I swear, everybody that asks for a feature, I'm trying my best. I really am trying my best. Then on another person mentioned that, yeah, I listened to your one. She said, oh, what episode? Low one. It's not a surprise. I feel like that's my favorite episode. She was like, yeah, it is. You know, and you know, as much as I know, most people that listen, that have like some listeners around the world, it's be like 1%. So, like, so you know, it's like one person one time that heard it, and like most people, I assume, are my contact list. But when you hear other people, like when I see other people interact, other people make comments that I don't know, it's like, oh, okay. And I know there are so many other people I don't know. So like, I've had instances. My friend, he was like, hey, there's this girl, whatever, they were on the video call, like she's hyping you that, bro, was like, that I told her that I know you or something like that. So I'm like, yo, okay, what is this, all this whining? So he puts me on the video call, I'm like, hey, I should like, so he told her that, like, oh, definitely my friend, she's like, ah, no way. So he puts me on the call. And I spoke to the girl, like, hey, hi. I was like, oh, you know my podcast? She's like, yes, listen to my podcast. I'm like, oh, wow, that's really nice. Thank you very much. You know, and all those kind of moments, I'm like, ha, am I becoming that guy? I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. But, you know, those are happy moments. One of my friends on Snapchat, she sent me a voice recording on Snapchat, and one of her friends wanted to start a podcast, but he was contemplating on starting it because of like the medium now. Like, not a lot of people listen to podcasts. I think that's also part of the reason why I started it, because I knew it was not YouTube. There was less stress and less audience. So even if I fuck up, I know I can just the crowd is not plenty. So she told the guy, like, oh, you can still do it. You can definitely do it. Like, it's cool. Like, one of my friends has a podcast. She's like, oh, okay, what's the name? Then she was like, for your ears only. And the guy was like, according to her, the guy was like, no way, your friend is for your ears only. She was like, yes, no. And she told me, and she was like, you, like, you're famous. And I was like, no way, bro. I could not even. I was just like, it was a very wholesome moment, you know. So it's very cool. It's very nice. I mean, all these moments make you feel like you really have an audience. You know, there are really people that listen to your voice, that kind of thing. I really just appreciate it because it's like, it's nice. It's just really nice. In the span since I started my podcast, have you ever had this feeling when you start something and then you realize how many they are? Because I thought they are still underrated, but there are a lot of Nigerians that have podcasts apparently. So in that span, I've had like three people I know, three of my friends that have started. One, like, she wasn't my friend at first, so she just knew me. But now we're like, now we're really cool. That's the UI's podcast. Let's chat to UI. And okay, now we're cool. And I discovered some other ones. And like, low key, it somehow felt like it was competition, but it's not competition. I'm like, come on, it is plain to you. And if it's plain to you, that's a lot to listen to, and you just want to be there. You just want to be there. And it's not supposed to be like a fight. So like, if you're doing something and you know other people are doing it too, You guys just need to come together to promote your form. To promote your like form, because as much as it is, as much as a lot of people have a podcast, not a lot of people are into podcasts. So we just have to be together. We just have to be like, oh, okay, this person has a podcast. This person, oh, I know this other person's podcast. And it's like, build that community of podcasters. All of us just be together. And I've listened to a lot in the span of when I realized at least all my friends' episodes, I get on it. I just want to know what's up. Everybody just keeps on improving, everybody just keeps on getting better. I listen to other podcasts, mostly Nigerian, shall just to know what's up, just to know what my other people are talking about too. So it's like it's in the sense we're learning from each other, that kind of thing. Yeah, so if you're starting something, I guess it shouldn't matter how many people are doing it. Just matter what you're giving out, your own thing, your own piece of it, your own piece of it, because it should never be toxic. We should be our listeners, that kind of thing. We should just be into our stuff. Yeah. In the span of 1 year, I think before I started it's like almost a week, I'll be 2 weeks before I even started it, I told a friend of mine. So yeah, and he was like, hey, you already started hyping myself before I even knew what I was doing. Like my friends, my real like close personal friends, they're really, you guys are amazing. So because even when they're not, like, because everybody's dealing with their shit, and I really understand that everybody's has their own thing that they are doing in their life to just other than just to chill and listen to podcasts. I have a lot of friends said that like they told me it's not their thing, and it's cool, it's not that deep, it's okay. So those are my friends who be like, oh guy, I'm so sorry, I've not listened to you some episodes yet, but I promise you I'm going to catch up. And I'm like, it's good, yeah, I understand, I really understand. It's like it's cool, and I love my friends so much. Like the support, the support is crazy because because I did not expect people to be into it. I think they've just been on it, and it's just nice. I cannot shout out because I don't want to miss anything, just in case, I beg. But I just know that if you're there day one, anyways, yeah, that's amazing to my whole friend group, my support system. You guys are great. I also like you guys because there's criticism, there's criticism, especially this one guy. Lazy man. You tell me, oh, okay, the audio, yeah, was not good. I don't really feel this one. I don't really feel this one. And it's like, it drives me to improve because I want you to like it. So that's the whole P there. Because like I have to be better, yeah. So everybody that listens, so I still love you too, yeah. And yeah, my whole support system is nice. Yes, share. They told me that if my the Spotify rap something told me if my fans were share or something. I can't remember, but thank you. It's not even easy at all. Just the all of us just doing our own thing, but still looking out. This episode is becoming more wholesome than I thought it would be. It's just a podcast, bro. So I'm wrapping it up now. I know I've already said this thing that I might stop doing it when I'm 20. Bro, our time is going because jeez. And like the future of the podcast, I don't really know, honestly. I'm just moving with it. Somebody told me the other day that my life is just vibes and inshallah, just everything. And I just because some more, I don't know. So I don't know what I'm going to be doing. If I'm still on it, I'm on it. If I'm not on it, definitely, I'll let you guys know, because I'm still doing it. I enjoy doing it, that kind of thing. So, but moving forward, I already told you guys that I want this season to be deep. I want like to talk about a lot of good stuff, and we're still going to be having our normal fun, obviously, because you know, for your ears, for fun. Sorry. Anyhow, as per this year, I swear I'm not even sure about this year, to be honest. I will try my best to drop episodes as frequent as possible. At least you get an episode every month. I wanted to do 2 weeks, 2 weeks, but more. I can't even tell you guys the way this year is going. The way this year is going. I'm trying my best for real. I just they laugh, they smile, but I have bad anxiety. Anyhow, I'm going to try, because that's what, when I was starting this thing, I went to go and look for tips, and they just kept anything you're doing, anything you're doing, it's consistency. That is what will make you known. That's what will make you like. That's what will get you views or plays or whatever. Just drop as frequently as possible. Also, it will help you. If you don't have, or like when you're, if you're lazy, don't be lazy about it, because it's like, it's important to you. You don't just start something and destroy it. First of all, I wanted to make this episode about, you know, if you're an upcoming podcaster, advice and shit like that, but me myself, I know Sabi, so we just did. So it means I just entered the team, just did whatever I could and came out. So I don't really have advice to give anybody. I don't really have advice to give anybody, but if you listen to my stuff and you catch anything that you like, then you know, as God's plan or something. Anyways, fuck this hostel, shall So yeah, that's pretty much it. I always just hope that everybody with me is always there, still there, you know, in the future, so we can just enjoy everything together. That kind of thing. So yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you guys for listening, you know, for supporting, following and all that kind of stuff. I never get tired of thanking you guys, because literally, like, I cannot listen to myself, so that's just how it is. Yeah. I know everybody that listens to, you know that, I've forgotten the theory. I know everybody that is listening has their own complex, you know, their own life that they are living, that is also, they're also dealing with their own shit. So I'm just thanking you for finding time to just listen to this. And I really hope that everything, all your endeavors in life and everything, just, you know, just goes smoothly for you, because we're all dealing with something. So whether you're in Nigeria or you're not in Nigeria, everybody has their own thing. Do so, like, I can say that, enjoy your life, sha. Don't take this life so seriously, because anything can happen, bro. Anything. I've learned that one this year. I've learned it a lot. Anything can happen. Any small time, you have to enjoy yourself. Please enjoy yourself, because you don't know, man. You just don't know. So yeah, thank you. This is the future to more growth and everything. Yeah. I was supposed to buy wine and everything, so we're supposed to drink together, but money no reach. Well, yeah, maybe if I blow up or something, we'll have like a meet and greet and all this kind of thing. Hopefully, sure. That's just a thing I'm thinking about. I'm still in my own life, whatever. So thank you for listening to this episode. I cannot really promise you when next you're going to get an episode, but I definitely, 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 I'm going to see you guys next time.